Welcome to Storyline, where everyday people throughout our community talk about the experiences that shape their lives. This week on Storyline, we listen to visual artist Jan Detter talking with community volunteer Claire Tuttle. Jan and Claire discuss the process of upcycling discarded glass materials into the Word Wall, a colorful public art installation representing the hopes, dreams, and fears of a younger generation.
Well, you introduced us to a new word called upcycling.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us what upcycling is.
Well, upcycling is a word that I learned first when I saw a wonderful documentary called Waste Equals Food. And one of the gentlemen that was in that film was talking about the problem with recycling is that often objects that are repurposed to a lower grade of quality. And he said what we need to do is to take objects that we have that have had a life and we need to upcycle them as opposed to sort of decycle them so that instead of making something ugly out of something that used to be okay, let's take something okay and make something really beautiful out of it. So I've been encouraging the kids that these old glass shelves, which is what they were in their former life, are being upcycled into a piece of public art that's very joyful and colorful and exciting and that will represent their version of tomorrow as well as their idea about what they're living through right now.
Mm-hmm. And I think you succeeded because I saw those glass tiles in the beginning just collecting dust and, you know, in the back of a warehouse, right?
That's
Is that
right.
Where you found
That's
them?
Right. We found them in a used store fixture store, and we've gone through a lot of Windex, I just want to say.
A lot of Windex.
But it's been very exciting to see them learn how to work with these old shelves and to see their potential. And the first night that they came in and they had been painting the week before on the words, and then they put their images behind that, and then I lined them all up, the first couple of rows of the quilt, so that when they came into the studio, they could see what it looked like, and they're like, wow, we made that?
Right. Little by little. It is.
Exactly, because when you're working on it piece by piece, you don't really get a sense of the power of your vision. You know, good effort turns out a good product, you know, and I think the quality of their effort has been really great, and I'm very proud of them, and I'm really hoping that this will be something that they can enjoy. Not just for the moment, but for years to come. Mm-hmm. And I'm very excited about it for them because it's so colorful and it's so hopeful. And at the same time, it's so frankly honest about their dreams as well as their fear of our shortcomings.
Wow. You're right.
It's something that takes a lot of courage, I think, for a young person to say. So I'm very proud of them for finding their voice through this piece of art.
And they do have courage.
They do.
Listen to other stories from our community at StorylineProject.org. Storyline is a project of the Echo Network and is made possible by the generosity of Salemtown, a continuing care retirement community where every life shines and stories are celebrated. Storyline. Make the connection.